Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Lamed Ches 538. As we continue in Parshas Kiseitse, the next group of mitzvos have pairs. A number of mitzvos have pairs, all in different ways, but we will have now two mitzvos related to Hashavas Aveda, then two mitzvos related to unloading an animal, two mitzvos related to Beged Ish and Beged Isha, two mitzvos related to Shiluach HaKan, two mitzvos related to Makeh, two mitzvos related to Kilayim. Right? That is the way that it goes over the next 10 or so mitzvos. They go in pairs, so we will have 2 days to talk about each topic. First one is, as mentioned, Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda is written earlier in the Torah, but here is where the Sefer HaMitzvahs count it. Lo Sireh, says the Torah, Pasachav Perachav Beis. Lo Sireh Eshar Achicha Oes Seyoni Dachim. I should not see. Interesting, is formulated in the negative. You shall not see the ox of your brother or the sheep of your brother wandering, the Hisalamta Mehem, and you shall look away from them. Hashav teshivim la'achicha. No, you shouldn't do that. You shall surely return it to your brother. Ve'im lo karov echicha elecha v'lo yedato. And if he's not close to you and you don't know who he is, v'asafto al toch beisecha. You shall bring it into your house. V'hayim chad derosh achicha oso. And he should be there until your brother seeks it out. V'hashav osalo. And then return it to him. V'chein ta'asel l'chamoro. V'chein ta'asel l'simlaso. To his donkey. To his beged. V'chein ta'asel l'chol avedas achicha. And so shall you do to all any item that's lost from your brother. Asher tovan mimenu mitzasa lo tuchal lehit aleim. You cannot remove yourself and try to make it as if you don't notice. That's an isser. So today the mitzvah saseh, and next time will be the mitzvah lo saseh of Hashavas Aveda. All of these items are there to teach us something. Of course, the second parak in Bamitzia, Elam Mitzias, has all the halachas of Hashavas Aveda. Right? What does it mean? Derosh achicha oso, Rashi says, until he seeks you out. You have to keep it. You have to hold on to it. Well, when else are you going to give it? Before he searches you out, you don't know who it is. Says a Rashi quotes that search him out, make sure he's telling the truth. Seek him out, make sure he's telling the truth, and then return it to him. Do not turn away. Do not pretend that you don't know that the item is there and that it must be returned. So this is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah is Lahashiv Aveda L'Ba'aleha, to return a lost item to its rightful owner. Shenemar Hashav Teshivim L'Achicha. And this is, as Gemara says about Mitzia, Daflamin Hashavas Aveda Aseyu. V'nechbal HaMitzvah B'makam Acher B'Torah. The Torah says it earlier in Shmos. Kisifka Sharoyiv Sharachicha Hashav Teshivim. Okay, the mitzvah applies, is mentioned earlier too. What's the shorash behind this mitzvah? So says the Sefer HaChinuch, shorash mitzvah Zuyadu. It's known. Hashavas Aveda is one of those societal mitzvos. The world functions with Hashavas Aveda. This helps the world be miyushav. Because we always forget things. Shichacha, forgetting is so common, says the Chinuch. Gam behemtam, b'kol mechyasam, barchim tamid heina veheina. And also animals always run away from us. V'im ha-mitzvah hazo shehi ba'ameinu. And this mitzvah that is in our nation, we'll talk about outside of our nation. Yihu nishmaros ha-behemos. If with through this mitzvah, our animals will be guarded. V'hakelam b'chol makom shiyavartzeinu akdosha. Wherever our kelam and our animals wander, ki'ilu hein tachaz yad b'aylim. Because we are all on a team, we're all in a family, and if we all fulfill this mitzvah, so in that way, the society and our society can function properly. Pikuti Hashem yisharim, mesam chilev. The laws of God are yisharim. Interesting that he says that forgetting is a way of, is just part of who we are. That was not true, possibly, regarding the Torah all the time. There is a important makar to be aware of, and that's the Hakdama of the Shar Yosher, Rav Shimon Shkop, where he writes that there was a big difference between the first Luchos and the second Luchos. He writes, L'Reishis Achshara Lazeh, Sharoi L'Kinyan Torah, the first step in acquiring Torah has to be Ha'amel V'Hayigiyah, the hard work. It's not easy. Everything starts with hard work. And he says, why do you need such hard work? It goes back to Parshas Kisitsa, to the Shviras HaLuchos. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, which he says is very unusual. Why did he do that? Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Hashalom, Yisrael, 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 He didn't know that there was going to be a second Luchos at the time. So what was he saying? He was throwing away Torah? Everything that has been done up till now in Kriyas Yamsuf and Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's going to be a Jewish people without Torah? So what was he bringing the Luchos for? He should have put them away and say, I'm not teaching you Torah. I'm not giving you the Luchos until you are ready for it. Not to break them totally. And then to dive into Hashem, I want Luchos Shnios. Just put them away. He says, Chazal kiblu sheskula miyuchedes ha'isab luchos rishonos. What was the difference between the first and the second luchos? The Gemara in Erev and Daf Nun Dalet says, Chorus al haluchos, il male lo nishtabru al luchos rishonos. If the luchos rishonos would not have been broken, lo nishtachacha Torah mi Yisrael. Torah would never be forgotten. What does that mean? What was the special skula? Shim lamad adam pamachas ha'yishomer b'zichrono la'olam. Somebody will learn once, they would remember it, because the Torah would be defined as Etz Pelokim. The first Luchos were written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. And therefore, we would remember everything. Everything would be eternal. The Inyan Zeh Hirgish Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. Moshe Rabbeinu realized this, that it's very dangerous. Sha'olol Ayyidei Zeh Elios Chalol Chilol HaKodesh Noor Ma'od. There can be a tremendous Chilol Hashem if this was true. Why? She'efshar. If somebody who's terrible and a lowly and an abominable person who's a baki because chadri Torah, he's a baki because he learned. You don't have to have hard work to learn. You just learn once and you know it. So you go through it. So Moshe Rabbeinu says these luchos cannot exist. The Bnei Yisrael cannot exist based on these luchos. Moshe said, "Roy, that these luchos are nishtaver, l'shtadal kabel luchos achim. I'll try to get a second luchos. I don't know if I'll be successful, but Bnei Yisrael cannot survive with these second luchos." And he got the second luchos. What are the second luchos about? It's psal lecha. Moshe Rabbeinu made them. It's from humans. It's not that you learn one thing and it stays forever. What? Because we forget, and we're supposed to forget, and we're supposed to work hard in order to try to remember whatever we could remember. There are even sources that say that if we try to remember, even if we don't remember it in this world, it's all going to be given back to us in the next world. You need special ways to be able to be koneh. Lefi erech malas adam b'iras Hashem uvemidos shehu luach levavo HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives tiyata d'shmayim ben hashamayim. But it all starts with hard work and dedication and commitment. That's the difference between the first and the second luchos. So the Sefer Chinuch here says, forgetting is part of the human condition, even in Torah. That was that makar, even in Torah. Again, there's a lot of other messages of Hashavas Aveda, various forms. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh here discusses that Hashavas Aveda applies not only to a person's physical items, which is the simple interpretation of the mitzvah, but also to his spiritual items. If a person is wandering, if a person is lost, and we have the power to help them, we have the power to show them the way, Hashav Teshivem La'achicha. We have to return them to their Creator. We have to return them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to return them to where they want to be. So this is one of the makoros for Kiruv in the Torah, right here, Hashavas Aveda. What about a bracha? We know every mitzvah gets a bracha. Unless, if it doesn't have a bracha, you have to ask. So two of the major sources are the Abu Draham and the Chuvas of the Rashba and Simin Yurches. Those are the two of the major sources. They discuss all of these mitzvahs. Why isn't there a bracha on Hashavas Aveda? So one answer given is that Hashavas Aveda also has a losa asay related to it. And any mitzvah that has a losa asay related to it doesn't get a bracha. Only pure mitzvahs asay get brachas. But this is a losa asay, as we'll talk about more tomorrow, or the next time, relating to the asay and the losa asay and the relationship between them, which is based on the Rishonim already, deal with that issue, the relationship. But that's one reason why they might not get a bracha. But there's a second reason, and that is because it's totally on somebody else. There are a number of sources, Rishonim, that say that if there's a mitzvah that's totally on somebody else, it doesn't get a bracha. Tztaka, kibud av ha'em, other mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro. No bracha because it is totally on somebody else. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, where he talks about mitzvahs that a person has to run after them, like tefillin and sukkah and lulav and shofar. Those are called chova. And then there are mitzvahs that are rishus, that you don't have to run after, it's only situational, like mezuzah and makeh. If you have a house, then you have to do the mitzvah, but if you don't have a house, you don't have to. If you live on a boat, says the Rambam, you can live on a boat your whole life, then you're not chayiv in it. But then the Rambam adds, v'kol mitzvahs asei shebein adam l'kadosh baruch hu, any mitzvahs asei between man and God, Bei mitzvah shei chova, bei mitzvah sheina chova, whether it's an obligatory mitzvah or not, mevarech aleha, kodem asiyasa. You make a bracha. What's the clear diak in the Rambam? Only mitzvahs ben adam la'makom does one make a bracha on. Mitzvahs ben adam la'chavero, not. It involves somebody else. Sometimes the reason, what is there a reason behind this? It involves somebody else. It could be because the person might not accept whatever you want to give them, whatever you want to do. That's what some Rishonim say about staka. The ani might not accept it. He might throw it back in my face. So there is no bracha on that mitzvah of staka. It's one way. Or even if not, the Ravid says it by marriage. Maybe she'll say no under the chuppah. But others say, that most of the Rishonim say there is a bracha on marriage. Either way, that is the Rambam. The Rabbein of Achai also says this idea by the mitzvah of tzitzis in the end of Parsha Shlach. He says, V'chach me'o emes tiknu lanu nusach ha-brachos le-mitzvos ha-mukubalos. We have brachos on mitzvos that are mukubal, v'lo tiknu le-mitzvos ha-muskalos, the ones that we got, meaning what we would call the chukim, not for the mishpatim, l'fisha mukubalos hein ikara kedusha, v'alein anu nikron kedoshim, al-kein tiknu ben bracha lomar sheker ashana b'mitzvos ha-vetzivanu. Rabbeinu Bachai, I'm sorry, here has a third reason. A bracha. Why is there no bracha? Not because there's a lo sase shayach. Not because it is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, but, says Rabbeinu Bachai, and it's expanded upon by Achronim also, and that is a mitzvah that is hegyoni, that is logical. Chazal weren't mislacking brachas on. Why? Because Asher kedishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu, Hashem sanctified us by giving us and obligating us to do these actions. By a mitzvah, sichlios, by a mitzvah of a mishpat, kibud av ha'eim, stuck is what everybody does. This doesn't highlight our kedusha, and therefore, Chazal would never misakin a bracha on it. You might have said just the opposite. You might have said that, no, dafka here, even though it is a mitzvah sichlios, we're doing it, l'shem shemayim, we're doing it because the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked us to do it. That's true, but there's also an idea of it doesn't announce our kedusha with full force, and therefore, Chazal were not misakin a bracha. Good, midini ha-mitzvah. Some of the halachas of Hashavas Aveda, obviously a whole parak devoted to that in Maseches Bava Metzia. The first mission of Bava Metzia, sometimes a person has to announce and or return it, and if they don't find the owner, announce, and if not, to hold on to it until the owner comes, and sometimes not. Right? If something does not have any simanim, money on the floor in the middle of the street, so that's ain't bo simanim. One could keep that because there's no way that a person would be able to identify that. Who says that is his? Davar sheish bo simin, davar shein bo simin. So sometimes you have to return and sometimes you don't have to return. Also, Chazal say that you only have to return, as the Pazik says here, asher tovad mimenu u'mitzasa, that it's lost from him and you found. Me, says the Sefer Achinuch, quoting the Gemara, Misha avuta mimenu mitzui yitzakol adam. You have to return something that was lost from him, that's the language of the Pasuk, but it is found that other people are connected to it. But what if it's lost from everybody in the world? Like it falls off a boat. So that does not have to be returned, because in that case we assume that the owner gave up hope. So now we get into the concept of giving up hope, the sugi that's known as yeyush. If we know that an owner, or we could assume that an owner of an item had yeyush, so then the chiyuv chazara does not, the chiyuv of hashava does not take place. Yes, there is a concept in the Shulchan Aruch that even so, if you know who it is, it's a mitzvah mitzvah chasidus to return it even after yeish, even in cases where you don't have to. So, for example, by non-Jews, Me'ikar Adin, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Reis Samach Vav and Choshe Mishpat, Avedas Akum Muteres, Shnemar Avedas Achicha, V'amachzira, right? You shouldn't, if it's somebody who is an over aveira. V'im hechziru l'kadesh es Hashem, but if you return it to make a kiddush Hashem, k'dei sheyefa aru es Yisrael. So they realize that Jews are good people. V'yedu sheim ba'alei emunah, harei ze mishubach. So that is praiseworthy. Again, so the same thing even by a Jew after Yeish, with Me'ikra, there's no chiv. Still, one should return it for, one can return it to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim and Mitzvah Mena Mufchar. What exactly is Yeyush? Is that a separate halachic mechanism? We know to get something out of my Rishus. That's Hefker. I can be Mafker something. What's the relationship between Yeyush and Hefker? Tosfos and Maseches Bava Kama in Merubah says the Lashon that Yeyush isn't Hefker. That's his Lashon. He doesn't say what it is. He just says that Yeish isn't Hefker. Why? How do you know there's a difference? Because by Yeish, we know if something came into your Rishus before the guy gave up on it, was called Yeish Shalom Midas, that is Yeish afterwards, there's a difference in Halacha. If it was Hefker, it shouldn't make a difference. Right now he was Mafker, so you could keep it. So Tosfos says Yesh is not Hefker. There's a Rashi Mesechas Gittin that says Yesh is Hefker. So what is Yesh? So the Ksos and the Nesivos, who usually are the Baalei Machlokas, usually very strong arguers, here they agree. Both the Ksos and the Nesivos use the Lashon of Yesh. Is not a hefker. It's still in the rishus of the bialim. Lo yatsa me rishus bialim ad da'asi lide hazoche. Yeish does not remove the status of the bialim. If I find something, or if it's on the floor, it's still owned by the bialim. All yeish does is, it's a heter lakicha. You're allowed to pick it up now. You're allowed, if there's a schus haTorah, that you could take it out of his rishus. There's no das acharis makre. He's not giving it to you. The yeish is just the removal of the paid of the owner, and now the object can be removed from his rishus. That's the Ksos, that's the Nesivos, both in Simen Reis Samach Beis. Others, though, have different formulations. The Chazon Ish's formulation in Baba Kama in Simen Yud Ches is that Yeish is what he calls a Hefker Baal Karcha. A Hefker Baal Karcha. Yeish has to remove it from the rishus of Baal. He proves from various Gemaras, it can't say it's still in the rishus of the Baal. Yeish removes it, but it's a Hefker Baal Karcha. The Torah says under these situations, even if you're screaming, right, that I'm not Mitzyayish, I'm not Mitzyayish, Yeish is an automatic removal of the rishus. One final point, again, there's much more, but one final formulation from Rav Soloveitchik, that Rav Shechter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi, is that Yeish is Hashlamas Shem Avud. When you lose something, it is partially already called a lost item, but not completely. But once you are miyayesh, that's mashlum the shame avud, and then you're allowed to take it. The inyan hefker who midin haknaa. Hefker is a haknaa. Bechlela haknos binyan sheishalo b'shuso. Yeish is the opposite. Hefker, you can only be mafker something that's in your rishus. Yeish, you can only do something that's not in your rishus. There's a language of the Ramban in Mesechus Bamitziah. You can't be miyayesh on a davar shib b'shuso. Let's say there's something under my bed. I can't find my watch. It's under my bed. I have no idea it's under my bed. But I'm miyayesh on it. It doesn't work, says the Ramban, because it's in your rishus. You can only be miyayesh something that's not in your rishus. Why? So explains Rav Soloveitchik, because yeish is mashlim the shame avud, the status of an avud, and once something is avud, then it is, maybe the result is hefker, but the item is not hefker, the mechanism that gets it there is not a state of, not a state of hefker. So that is yeish. Good. Continuing. V'dini advarim shadam chayav l'hachris. So the halacha is, if I know whose it is, I have to return it. If not, I have to start making announcements. Where do I have to start making announcements? So based on the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says that I have to announce in places which are public. For example, in shul. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Vav Siv Gimel, Hamotzi Aveda Ve'enu Machris Ba'aleha. If I find an Aveda and I don't know who the owner is, Machris Aleha Bibate Knesi Yosu Bate Midrashas. You have to put up signs in the shuls. Uvizman Sheish Anashim Sha'omrim Aveda Hanimseis B'shal Melechi Modil Shchinav Mida V'dayo. If it's the government took it, you could just let the neighbors know. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in shuls. When in shul, amazing, says the Sma. Mikan Raya Lamasha Noagim Lahachriz. We think making announcements at shul is a new minug. No. Says the smile, Lamasha Noagim Lahachriz, but the Knesios, Genevos, Visharin Yanim, Bishasha Tsibur Bevesa Knesses. People make announcements at shul. Lutzarech, I found this, I lost this. Miunira, when should you make the announcements? Dafka, Bein Mincha Lamayrif. Between Mincha Lamayrif, O Acher Yitzi, or on the way out. Kadesh Lo Lahafsik Atzibur B'Tzilasam. Shouldn't be done in the middle of davening. O Mashinogin Atoksas Lahachriz. But now, people are Machriz after Ashrei, before Lamnat Seach? He says, Lo Shavar Avdi, you shouldn't do that. Because Ashrei is a preface, is an introduction to the Kiddush of the Sidra. It's best to do announcements, he says, either after Miyan Achra Kadosh Dinefilat Sapayim, Matkos Eder Kedusha, Lachin Chosim Romer Ashrei, Mutabal Achra's Kodam Atcholas Ashrei, Vatov Yosar Achra Matfila. If you think people are going to leave at the end of davening, you can do it before Ashrei, which is the minhag in many shuls. They have announcements before Ashrei starts, but you shouldn't do it after Ashrei, says the Shulchan Aruch. But again, it's in shul. That's when it is done. If there is, some posts can talk about, if it's something that the police should know about, that's also part of the mitzvah, to let the police know. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he discusses, what about a newspaper? Do I have to take out an ad in a newspaper to pay for an ad in order to return something? Says Rav Moshe in Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Bey, Simen Mem Hei, Os Aleph, says no, you don't have to. Maspik sheyasim b'makomot tziburiyim, put signs up in public places, in the shuls, in the batei medrash, and if you live in a building, put it in the halls. Rabbi Mitzuyim shav kagon eitzel ha-ma'aliyot, elevators. Shav batim gdolim, kemo shebizman ha-mikdash, they eat by the regalim, they put it on the big stone that was in the base of Mikdash. So you put it any place where people are walking. Aval ei matrichin ha-motze yoser milahachriz b'makomot shav Rabbi Mitzuyim, ubi'itonim sheyadua shakaron osam, gamshu davar tov lachriz, if you want to, aval eina mechuyev. You don't have to spend money to do that because you could say that nobody's going to pick it up in the first place if that is required. Good, that is the mitzvah of hachraza. We continue to show the Sefer Chinuch quotes that if something is less than a shava pruta, you don't have a chiyuv to return it. It's so little. So one of the posts can discuss if you find a photograph. So then even though that's worth less than a shava pruta, you have to return it because it's worth more than a shava pruta to the one who lost it. Right, the one who found it is not worth a shava pruta. So it's just one photograph. But to the one who lost it, it's worth a shava pruta. So the chiyuv would happen. And this mitzvah applies b'chol makom b'chol zman. Always, men and women have this chiyuv. There are some limitations, which we'll talk about next time. One is not allowed to violate any averos to fulfill the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. But Hashem, we'll get to that next time, along with other related issues.